the honor of working to try and support this department for the last 4 years, and everything I've seen has really convinced me that this is a department that really does excellent and vital work in terms of teaching, graduate training, and research and service to the community through the clinics. And so it's a vital, really central and substantial department in the College of Arts and Sciences and a vital part of the university. And we are, you know, completely committed to continuing to support the department for success going forward. That has never changed. That's the main point I want to make.
Peter declines, so. Yeah?
Hi.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Ione Fine. I think many of you know me. I think one of the concerns of our department is that the goal of this meeting seems to be engaged to limit our ability to express opposition to past and ongoing illegal activity at the UW that has been condoned and encouraged by upper administration. In March 2023, our selection committee...
I'm going to have to stop you right there.
No, I am going to continue. This is protected opposition.
This is not why we're here today, and we were really, really clear about
There has been a pattern, long-standing pattern of illegal hiring in this university that was tacitly encouraged across the upper and central administration. The involvement of you, Dean Pollack, and the Associate Vice Provost Chad Allen with the psychology blueprint has already been well documented. Other examples, including a meeting that you, Dean Pollack, had with the search committees in fall 2022, in which you explicitly told them not to document race-based deliberations in hiring. Yet another example showing the university was not only aware of discriminatory hiring being widespread across the university, but was also well aware that it was likely included illegal activity, is my discussion with a member of the UW Attorney General's office in 2023. In that conversation, said that psychology situation provided a good opportunity to sort out hiring across the university because although the FAIR decision did not change Washington state law significantly, it was likely to result in additional scrutiny. When I I'd now like to talk about the cover-up. That's okay. When I contacted the Attorney General's office in early April, it was clearer that the university's response to my concerns was focused on limiting legal liability, not investigating the full scope of illegal activity. Indeed, I was specifically told by the AG's office that addressing my whistleblowing concerns was unlikely to require a CRO investigation. It was only after the Freedom of Information request came in, and it was clear that the illegal emails of the DAC would eventually become public, that the central administration decided a CRO was required. You, Dean Harris, deliberately manipulated this CRO investigation with the goal of deliberately scapegoating the department in order to hide the involvement of upper administration. This strategy was endorsed at the highest levels, including the Board of Regents. You, Dean Harris, as I said, deliberately shaped the scope of this year's inquiry so as to include emails from the psychology department, but only an interview with the Associate Vice Provost. It's my understanding that the Associate Vice Provost was then advised not to fully comply with the CRO inquiry by refusing to answer their questions. This cover-up is ongoing. For example, UW is currently trying to avoid meeting legal public records requirements. I believe this is protected activity. In November 2023, the university received a request from emails.
We have the deans for about 15 minutes. Take a pause and come back to it. Maybe you could be the last person to go and give you the space.
They said they had nothing else to say.
The clinical program has questions for other issue that affects our department.
I realize that the clinical issue has a program, and maybe that has to be scheduled. And I appreciate the concern of the clinical program. That needs to be solved. I agree with you with that. But I think that being gaslit by the university is an important issue.
We have other topics to talk about.
Give me 2 more minutes and we can carry on.
2 more minutes?
Yeah, that would be great.
Is that okay?
Two more minutes.
Okay. 2 more minutes and we're moving on. I've got a timer.
That sounds great. Emails from Chad McGowan includes the terms promising practices for increasing equity in faculty searches and psychology case study. This request has only been sent to psychology faculty, though there's nothing in the request that specifies this limitation. It could simply be filled by requisitioning emails from the Associate Vice Provost mailbox. This request still hasn't been fulfilled 7 months later. All right. I'd also like to put, that's not 2 minutes.
I have a two-minute timer.
Okay.
She said 2 minutes.
In 2023, the university published a press release saying that they would take personal action to address individual actions. These proceedings are confidential. Let's start with the AVP. Despite participating in bullying junior faculty members to commit illegal discriminatory hiring and then failing to fully cooperate with the CIRO inquiry, the AVP remains in its position with a role that includes disseminating best practices for conducting inclusive faculty searches and fostering supportive collegial environment. Nor, to my knowledge, has any disciplinary action been taken against any members of our department, which I actually think is correct. However, the only specific action that has been taken is that the cognition and perception area, an area that has never been involved in illegal hiring, cannot hire for 2 years. Mediation, I would like to point out, was not halted because we felt we were closed. It was halted because I pointed out that it was creating a hostile and retaliatory environment for the developmental committee that was not addressed by the provost. And when I pointed that out, they ignored me until I specifically pointed out that misconduct during mediation is not covered by confidentiality. At that point, it was clear that this represented legal risk for the university, and it is at that point they stepped in. I've previously raised these concerns with Provost Cirio, and she responded as follows. While I would not agree with every characterization you have made, I believe I understand your primary concerns. That is hardly a full throttle denial. I'm done.